It is Sunday, November 11th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
She is.
I hope I was. I was on Friday.
You still are.
You know how much I love theater.
Yes, I do.
But it's one thing as an actor to know that the monologue you're performing came from a real letter, from a real soldier serving in a real war.
Not fiction.
In Afghanistan or Iraq. It's another thing completely when you've done a performance and a veteran in the audience stands up and says, I knew that soldier. I told her family she'd been killed in action.
Ah, that happens.
This is a fascinating show on stage this afternoon only. They've been doing it for kids, but for the public, this afternoon only at the Walton Arts Center. It's called Letters Home, and it's by Chicago's Griffin Theater Company. They've taken real letters from soldiers, not just soldiers who were killed in action.
Right.
Most of them, according to Bill Mazzolia, who's the creator of it, actually did come home. And also some from families. And turned them into these dramatic monologues, and then gotten photos and video from Facebook pages and MySpace. So they have the real photos and the real video of these real soldiers.
So is that like playing behind
Yes.
the actors that are?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is apparently very affecting.
I imagine.
I talked to one of the actors. His name's Michael Bartz, and he said it hits home really hard when you realize you have a tremendous responsibility to these people. We're giving people a voice who no longer have one. It should be fascinating. It was inspired by the New York Times op-ed article, The Things They Wrote, and the HBO documentary, Last Letters Home.
And that's this afternoon only.
This afternoon only at the Walton Arts Center at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $16 to $26. But if you are active or retired service, you can call the box office before the show at 443-5600 and get a $5 ticket.
Good.
Also this afternoon, because it's another busy day in the Ozarks, Arkansas Landscapes 2, a slideshow with Tim Ernst.
Mm-hmm.
2 o'clock at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. That's free. Up Among the Hills. A showing of the new documentary about Fayetteville by Larry Foley at 2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library, also free. There's a Veterans Day parade at 2:30 on Emma Avenue in Springdale.
Yes, there is. That's absolutely free.
Free.
The Ozark Mountains British Brass Band is performing a Veterans Day concert at 3 o'clock at Old High Middle School in Bentonville. It's just $8.
Practically free.
That's pretty close to free. A Veterans Day concert with Jonathan Story, Carrie Johnston, handbell choirs, 4 o'clock at First United Methodist Church in Springdale, also free. Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's a wide array of options.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Barton Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.